Hello and welcome to Hashtag Flying Colors, an initiative by Bachpan Ke Pitare Se in collaboration with Little Storytellers to support and encourage students and parents to appear for their upcoming board exams in a stress-free manner. As we mentioned in our earlier episode, we are coming up with tips and guidance by subject experts. Today, we are delighted to have one of our subject experts, Mrs. Shakuntala Ghosh, who is the recipient of Delhi State Teachers Award for the year 2016. She also has the experience of teaching classes 11 and 12 for last 36 years. She has been teaching history and sociology in the senior secondary classes. Ma'am will be giving you valuable tips on how to attend board exams without being stressed. Let's listen to the valuable tips given by Shakuntala ma'am, mainly for students of humanities of class 12, along with her best wishes to all her students.
Hello, my dear students. My name is Shakuntala, and I've been teaching history and sociology in classes 11th and 12th for more than 30 years. As the board exam is approaching, I'd like to share a few suggestions on how to prepare for the boards, which may help you. These points are mainly for humanities subjects. Number one, read the NCERT textbook line by line at least twice. Take out the main points from each subtopic of a chapter and jot them down in your notes copy. You can also jot them down on stick-on slips and stick them on the relevant pages related to the topic. Point two, go through the last 5 years of the board papers and work out the answers after you complete each chapter. Three, when you write long answers, you can write in paragraph form. Every new point should be written in a new paragraph and numbered as A, B, C or 1, 2, 3. Point 4. In long answers, if time permits, please underline the key points or the key concepts. Point 5. Write neatly. Do not keep on cutting out while writing. A neat paper and a neat presentation gives a very good first impression to the examiner. 6. Dear children, while preparing for the exam, do take out some time every day to relax. Do something you enjoy, whether you go out to play for some time, or listen to music, or read a good storybook. Both our mind and body need some interesting activity, which is a break from the rigorous study. Last but not the least, prepare for the boards with complete sincerity and dedication. The result may not always be in our hands, but the effort definitely is. Dear students, remember, hard and sincere work never goes unrewarded. Finally, all the best for the impending board exam. May all of you excel and do very well, not only in the boards, but in life too.
Thank you so much, Shakuntala ma'am, for such valuable tips and joining us to support Hashtag Flying Colors. These tips are definitely going to be useful for all the students appearing for their sociology and humanities exam. In the next episode, we will have another subject expert who is going to guide CBSE 10th grade students to write their social studies exam. Until then, take good care of yourselves, study hard, stay safe, be cool-headed, have a nice day. Thank you.